Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights episode that's version 0202-2024. I want to speak a word of caution, though. This was recorded and curated before the February 1st launch of Early Access for Washington, D.C. So while the volume's low right now, we crawled this on Tuesday, and I have 28 new or updated applications to show you. On Thursday, ServiceNow is probably going to drop a bunch of applications, like hundreds of applications. So stay tuned for a bonus episode of SSH next week as I get time to go through all those updates and show you what's important. But for this week's episode, this is what was before the Washington, D.C. store release. We've got 10 highlights in this episode, 3 minor updates, 7 new releases, and 7 release notes fails. Let's jump into that episode and take a look at the first one there. We've got some fixes, 2 of them there. Licensing Engine and Subscription Management V2 both had some minor fixes and not worth taking up a lot of time to discuss. Same with this minor update from PagerDuty. The platform for real-time operations had a minor update. Again, nothing really significant in the release notes to call your attention to. But we did have 5 release notes fails. Appointment calendar component, Hi5, NetEnrich Connect, sensitive data protection, and service graph connector for OTBase all had no release notes or repeated release notes. So I couldn't tell you. All I can tell you is the version changed. So we got a new version of the application, but because the release notes aren't there, I can't tell you what actual changed. And so I don't know if something's important or not. So you're gonna have to figure out on your own for those release notes fails. But that brings us to the new releases. And let's go ahead and just click on our first one. It's gonna be Accelerator Digital Transformation for Public Sector. That tripped me up on the first word. Empower state DOTs and DMVs with the transformative platform as a service model. Anything that would make my DMV better, I'm all for it. Let's scroll down to the key features here. On the functional side, replace dated legacy systems, streamline data capture, analysis and reporting, and high quality data. On the technical side, it's updated PSDS or Public Sector Digital Services Architecture, mobile configuration and portal, reporting dashboards, and case management of data validation. They don't have any screenshots on this one, just a video. You're already watching or listening to a video, so we'll spare you that. And that's what's new from the team at Accelerator Incorporated. Next on the list of new releases, another weird A word, Apiro ASPM for Application Vulnerability Response. Integrate Apiro to manage AppSec findings with ServiceNow. Key features for this new application, unified risk visibility and prioritization. I'm not going to read the entire paragraph. Streamlined remediation with workflows. Application risk measurement and tracking. And the fourth one there is control over what you integrate. All right, so those are the high-level key features there. They do have screenshots on this one. So the first one here is a record for a configuration. I think this is the configuration to connect the integration record. Next screenshot is a dashboard for the Apiro integration showing last 30 days, unchanged AVTs or application vulnerable items. Let's see what's next on the other screenshot. This is an application vulnerable item form view with some redacted content there on the bottom. And then we're back to our configuration screenshot at the beginning. So that's what's new from the team at Apiro Limited. Next up is going to be AVA model. Remediator. Normalize the asset inventory and say no to duplicate models. Hey, I bet everybody wants to hear that. Key features, again, I'm going to go with the summary and not the full sentence. Duplicate identification, authorized model tracking, task-based workflow, workspace view, reporting, and notifications are all key features in this application. There's more information there if you want to go look, but on the screenshots, we have a workspace view of duplicate removal remediation tasks, all of them open. Then there's a screenshot of a dashboard of also in a workspace showing pending duplicate remediation tasks, retained list of hardware models, duplicates removed based on the model category, and total number of assets remapped from duplicate models. Then there is a screenshot of the removal task form with a task SLA related list, and then we're back to our screenshot of the open duplicate removal tasks. So that's what's new from the team at AvaSoft Incorporated. Next up in the list of new releases, discovery enhancements. This is from ServiceNow's Innovation Lab, so it's not warrantied or supported, and you can't usually put these in production, although I don't see that on this one. Reduce impact of discovery on instance performance is the headline for this one, and the key features are discovery can limit the number of worker threads it consumes, it can slow itself down when replication lag becomes an issue, and throttling can have different settings at different times of the day or week. That sounds pretty cool, actually, with the little bit I know about discovery. So that's a new app from the ServiceNow Innovation Lab. No screenshots, which brings us to our next new app. This is going to be Elevate with a capital V, where work meets play. Elevate your day. Key features for this, again, I'm going to summarize and not read the entire sentence slash paragraph. Key features are dynamic achievement system, competitive leaderboards, customizable badges, engaging competitions, comprehensive dashboards, goal tracking, Elevate portal, diverse leagues, seamless ServiceNow integration, and robust security and privacy. We do have one screenshot on this one, which is really, it looks like, what is this? I don't even know what this is. Is it a portal view, maybe? I think. I don't know what it is. It's a screenshot of what could be a portal. Yeah, because I see the name, login, and a notification thing at the top, and then I see virtual agent there on the bottom right. So it must be a revised portal. And I just read this thing. You'd think I'd understand where your work meets play by blending the excitement of gaming with your everyday work. Okay, so I'm going to read the summary here because I still don't understand what this is. Transform your work into an engaging game. Welcome to Elevate, the innovative app that reimagines productivity by blending the excitement of gaming with your everyday work tasks. Designed to enhance organizational processes, Elevate turns mundane routines into captivating challenges, boosting efficiency and engagement at every level. Interesting. So I've read the key features, but there's another feature list up here. Interactive task management, real-time progress tracking, gamified reward system, collaborative play, and insightful analytics. So I spent a little bit of time on this one because I didn't understand what it was. But it looks interesting, kind of gamification, and they've got this Elevate thing going on. It's made by Tusk LLC, which explains the elephant in the tusks in the logo. But yeah, I'm excited to learn more about this one. It is a paid app, so it means I probably can't play with it. But that's what's new for the team at Tusk LLC. Next, or second to last, new application in this episode is going to be LicenseWise. Streamline, optimize, and stay compliant your ServiceNow license management solution. Key features, track and monitor usage of ServiceNow ITSM licenses, and enhanced and interactive UI builder dashboard to show licenses purchased versus those consumed, dormant users not logged into ServiceNow, users logged into ServiceNow but not utilized the licenses effectively in the last 15, 30, 45, and 60 days. Interactive visualization component with drill-down functionality for quick reporting, Excel, CSV, PDF, and features to downgrade ITSM fulfiller license to business stakeholder license automatically for users. They've got a couple screenshots. First is a workspace with a dashboard, two tabs for IT service management and business stakeholders and a bunch of KPIs. Then the second screenshot is a scroll down of that dashboard showing a donut chart. And I think that's it. Oh, no, we have a licenses consumed list. I skipped past one. I think that's the same thing. Oh, it's the second tab for business stakeholders. Then licenses consumed list in the workspace. Then the menu for license-wise. And then the license count in a form view in the legacy UI. The license count record form in the legacy UI. And showing it again. And then the license role mapping is a list. And then we're back to number one, our workspace view. So another neat new application from the team at Coforge Limited. And our last new application is going to be from Rapid7. It's the Rapid7 Insight VM CMDB integration, multi-featured integration for synchronizing data between Insight VM and the ServiceNow CMDB. Let's look at those key features. Creation and updating of ServiceNow CMDB CI data based on Insight VM asset data, tag Insight VM assets based on ServiceNow CMDB CI data, and manage Insight VM site scopes based on ServiceNow CMDB CI data. Screenshots, first up is an asset import configurations record. Next is the scheduling jobs for the asset tagging new record. Then a process monitor record showing a tag asset tagging job as completed. And then a site configuration record, a new record for creating a new site, and then some integration and configuration properties for timeouts and page size and stuff like that. There's a screenshot of the release notes or instructions for the CMDB integration for Rapid7, and then a logo of Rapid7 linking to their support. And asset import configurations, I think we started over. Yep, I started over at the beginning. So that's what's new from the team at Rapid7 LLC. All right, that's our last new release. So let's go check out the highlights. We have 13 of them this week. We will start at the top with Automation App. This application was updated to version 3.0.8, and in this one, they are excited to introduce a performance-enhancing update to the Automation App. In this release, they've tackled a potential bug that could lead to infinite throttling during the discovery of module activities. This improvement ensures a smoother, faster, and more reliable experience. Upgrade now for an even better automation experience. And I should mention, there is a rocket ship emoji in their release notes, which is awesome. So definitely, if you don't have that app, check it out. Automation App from the team at Automize AS. Next up in the highlights is going to be BlackBerry At Hoc was updated to version number 2.1.1. In this version, they have added support for domain separation. Typically, updates like these, I'll put in the minor update, but this is actually a pretty big deal, and you can see they called it a major release, so I left it in the highlights so that you know if you're using BlackBerry At Hoc, you can now have domain separation support within that application. Next up on the list of highlights is going to be Feedback App. Feedback App was updated to version 2.4.3, and this is my other favorite app maker with emojis. Just so you know, let's go ahead and go through this. This update includes three brand new features that they hope we all enjoy with starry eye emoji. The Net Promoter Score with a graphics emoji, and it has some details there about what the NPS score does. Widget Embedding with another emoji, it looks like a refresh icon. Improved Thank You Screen with a, what do you call that little party thing that you screen, what is that called? Anyways, it's on the screen. Now with domain separation, just like the other app we saw, so it has a picture of Earth there. And they've not identified any bugs, so no bugs were removed or harmed during the update with the bug emoji. Maybe there are none with the thinking emoji. And as part of their continuous commitment to continuous improvement, they value your feedback on new features. Please don't hesitate to reach out to their support team with any questions, suggestions, and your input is instrumental in shaping the future of the Feedback App, ending with a starry-eyed emoji. So I always love reading these release notes. You can see in the previous ones, they love using these icons. And so whenever it shows up on an SSH episode, I am happy. And thank you guys for the great release notes. Up next on the highlights is going to be the Language Translation Services by Language.io. So Language Translation Services by Language.io updated to 3.0.0. And in this major release, they have custom activity stream macro for forms, including caching and flagging of translations. So again, another one-liner, but a major update for that application. Up next is going to be the Live Agent Chat integration. That was updated to version number 2.2.0. In this version, they've added HMAC header properties for future integration requirements with Computer Center systems. This app is by Computer Center. A bug fix for language mapping and a bug fix for blank log messages are included in this, what they're calling a minor release. Next up on the list is going to be Quality Clouds. Quality Clouds was updated to version number 10.0.0. And in this version, focuses on improvements to Live Check, including Live Check functionality delivered via the Global Component Installer, including guided setup that is available with that installer. When revert to this version is used from the list of versions in any configuration element which supports Live Check, the list of Live Check issues is reset. The issues from the previously active version are no longer shown. There's also some enhancements to write-off functionality. Write-offs approved in the Quality Clouds portal with an expiration date will display the expiration date in the ServiceNow app, and write-offs will display the unique human-readable identifier generated by the peer review component so that they can be tracked in the peer review dashboard. And last are some enhancements to the API key functionality. So that's version number 10 from the team at Quality Clouds Limited, or LTD. Next up on our list of highlights is from Recorded Future. It's going to be the Recorded Future integration with Vendor Risk Management, minus the integration part. So Recorded Future for Vendor Risk Management, updated to version 2.0.0. And this version is a complete rebuild of the app with changes to both user workflow and the internal infrastructure. The app no longer depends on Recorded Future's SecOps Foundation framework or Security Operations Foundation framework and has therefore gotten a new configuration page. The workflow for monitoring vendors has also been changed in this major release. Next up on the list is going to be Service Connector. Service Connector was updated to version number 2.0.1. And in this version, they have product improvements such as the ability to trigger an event based on an inbound request for or response, and outbound requests can now be triggered by an event as well. Added the option to disable basic authentication for inbound requests, thus forcing OAuth 2.0 for that external system. Finally, support has been added for the outbound bulk processing based on predefined query of configurable target table. Next up on our list of highlights is going to be simple data separation from ANSA Labs updated to version number 1.2.21. And in this version, they've added cascade exceptions capability to allow specificity in how rule cascade behaves, fixed issue where get company ID and get location will not work in scoped separation rules, improved messaging when potential conflicts exist between separation rules, improved efficiency of approver override, improved documentation and annotations, and updated logic to avoid triggering health scan issues. Next up is going to be T-Systems Connector. This was updated to version number 2.2.316. And in this one, they had some minor changes, an enhancement for implementing caching in T-Connector, also enhancing extending CMDB tables for CMDB interface on customer instance, an enhancement to improve performance for function underscore get dependent fields v4, a bug fix observation from ServiceNow to the method unique VM name to use glide record secure instead of glide record, a bug fix for duplicated bonds that create new user with unmapped location, and another bug fix req on behalf for no users list shown on the portal. So what they're calling a minor release, but some enhancements and bug fixes from T-Systems Connector. Next up is going to be Tanium Vulnerability Response Integration, updated version 1.4.0, and in this version for January 2024, provide more definitive auto-close functionality for vulnerable items, provide instance parameters to customize host import behavior, increase logging verbosity set via system property, bug fix to fix issues with the Tanium VR vulnerable item integration, and bug fixes and performance enhancements to the code base for the application. Our next update is going to be from HashiCorp. It's the Terraform application updated to version 2.4.0. And in this one, the ServiceNow service catalog for Terraform 2.4.0 includes ability to set custom workspace names and ability to attach tags to Terraform workspaces. Next up and last on our list of highlights is going to be Tier 44 Global, I think it said Enterprise, Global Energy Intelligence with Digital Employees, updated to version 5.3.0, and this release updates the components from the 5.2 release by adding an external data collection agent that runs on mid-server hardware that is controlled via the ECC queue by data collection agent extension functions. And then they list out some of the example components, which they had in their previous release, so you probably see them. They just reorganized it a little bit, so it reads a little bit better. But the top part of that was what was in this new release. And that, my friends, my fans, my followers, is our entire episode. Let's take one last look at what you just saw or heard. We had 7 new releases, 13 highlights, 1 minor update, 2 fixes, and 5 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new and what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And one more thing, don't forget to look out for a special episode of the Washington, D.C. store release coming to the channel soon. Until next time, don't forget to always be learning.